احمر كالسهابه ذا فويس اوف اهل السنه والجماعه.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. This is سوره ياسين verse number 53. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. This verse Allah عز وجل says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون.
It was just, it's just one cry, one single cry, and in no time they will be brought before us. So these type of verses, we know it because we know Surah Yasin. When you're making muraqabah, you should include this, the scene of Qiyamah. I know, and I've mentioned this, we used to say it before, it's been a long time since we mentioned it, but there are people, seniors, who are living till today, and we set, we didn't even know this room was actually put together for that specific purpose to make muraqabah. We notice certain strange aspects, but we don't often go into the details and question or why is it like. We just, everything probably just, it was a coincidence. So one day we're sitting in this room by this pious person, and the pious person of that particular area was not even there, but we just happened to be with someone who needed to do some work there. So as we're sitting, then it was explained to us, do you know, can you see this room here? Can you see how narrow it is? Can you see the colors of soil around it? Do you know what it was all put together for? And you just see it looks like a, not the size of a qabr, now that's very small, but relatively, proportionately, you'll say that this was the colors of death, the colors of barzakh, the colors of where we are heading to. And there, remember we said to you, from that marqad, you're going to be raised, heading towards this qiyamah. Here Allah Azza wa Jal mentions to you, in kanat illa sayha, it was to be no more than a single cry. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ, and in no time they will be brought before us. So this verse, I'm saying, to utilize it to make muraqabah, you know the verse, you can utilize it, and you'll see all of a sudden you are heading towards doing good actions. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, this is part of intelligence, that you are doing those actions now for that resting place because you want it to become that place for you. Yesterday I said to you, our Honorable Ustad in the Rizqari Rashid Sab Dabelia, Damat Barakatuh, he said in his talk, it was the Majlis of Mufti Ridaul Haqsab, so he spoke, and this part was mentioned. So there was Sahib-e Qabr, and there was Sahib-e Kashf. So Mukalama took place between the two. Allah knows how He does this, how it happens, everything. So with Allah's friends, these aspects are opened up for them. Allah knows best. And I forgot to say to you in our previous program, when we asked our Honorable Ustad that how is it, how does this all play out, Kashf and all of this, how does it, it's like words that come in front of the pious person, or what is it? He said to us, this can't be explained to you. Until you don't experience it, you don't know what you're speaking about. You'll never know what you speak. It's like, and then he used this example. He said, try to explain to a person what's marriage like, and that whole that ibadah which we speak about specifically, and try to explain it to someone else. You can't. You just can't do justice. You'll tell them, you don't ask, you just get married and you'll see. So this is the same, he said to us. Kashf is the same. You can't explain it. This is not, you can't, there's nothing that can explain. You have to experience it, then you'll know what it is. So I'm saying to you, this Allah Azawajal opens it up for them. So this person in the qabr, pious person. So when the whole, he passed away, put in the qabr, questioning takes place, Allah Azawajal asked him then, what is it that you want? Because this is barzakh, we can only give you a limited amount. The real is coming afterwards. So what do you want for this transitory moment? He said, I'd like to read Quran Sharif. So Allah Azawajal gave him the ability to read Quran Sharif. And he's reading, 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 till this point where this pious person now is by the qabr. And this pious person with kashf, who's living, he's living, he's asking the person who's passed away that how did you fare? He said, you know what, Allah Azawajal has been kind upon me. It's been about 17 years. I don't know how many years, but I've made 17 khatams till now. Allah Azawajal had granted me this. This living person, he said, oh, this is something amazing. This, you are so fortunate. He said, let me tell you something. I want from you. You just say one subhanallah, I'm willing to give you all these 17. It's not 17, why am I saying 17? 70, 70. That was what Qureshi Dabele said. 70. I will give you these 70 khatams, but you give me one subhanallah. You give me one subhanallah. 70 khatams. He said, whoa, this is a bargain. Forget all this Friday, or what they term, they even try to extinguish the light of our Fridays. But anyway, what is it? How come this is you willing to give up so much? He said, see, one subhanallah when you're living, it's counted on your name. When you passed away, when you pass away, it's done, it's on your name. You know, you can't take it out. It's yours. You've invested it. In the qabr now, it's not the place for amal. Now I can carry on for years till Qiyamah and make thousands of khatams, but it's not going to count. That subhanallah which you've recited and you put on my name, that is more beneficial for me in terms of rewards. This I'm enjoying. But what does that person always want? He said, why didn't I do better? Why couldn't? And this is Yawmul Hasra. The day, on the day of Qiyamah, it's one of the names is called the day of remorse, the day of regret. And let's go to verse 54 now. In this verse, Allah Azawajal says, so it's verse 54. In verse 53, we said to you, إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَاهُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. You will be arranged before us, you will be brought before us. And in the next verse, Allah Azawajal speaks here and says,
فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
So on this day, فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا, no nafs, no body will be subjected to injustice, شيئا, even in the least. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will not be recompensed but for what you used to do. You will not be recompensed but for that what you used to do, the actions which you used to carry out. That is why, you see, look at this word here. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ, verse 54, Surah Yasin, chapter 36. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ. So if you see the root letters is jaza. That is why when you are thanking someone because of gratitude, a Muslim, a non-Muslim, you will say thank you. A Muslim, you will say jazakumullah. But you will add also khayra. Jazakumullahu khayra. Go see. So jazakumullahu khayra. Because it has, it can go either way. Either it is the rewards or either it is punishment. That is jaza. It's recompense. What is it going to be? So if it's good actions, good outcome, then it's rewards, benefits for you. Bad actions, bad results, bad outcome for you. Punishment meaning. So always clarify jazakumullahu khayra. So we'll teach you now because the ummah doesn't know this. So we say we're progressing, but how much are we progressing when we don't even know these basics? Not to make us feel bad, but rather to see, let me see, I need to improve myself. Someone does, so a Muslim does something good for you. Elder, your parents, you don't say jazakallahu khaira. You see, this called jama ta'zim. Jama ta'zim, what does this mean? It means you use the plural, what they say in English, they call it the royal plural, the royal pronoun, these terms are used, right? So it's the royal, for the kings and queens, they say us, they refer to, that's the royal plural, the royal pronoun. When you are referring now to someone senior, seniority, your parents, your teachers, someone elder than you, so you say, jazakumullahu khaira. Kum is, what is kum? It's plural for you. So let's just give you a quick basic Arabic lesson here. Ka kuma kum. Ka is for you, one male. Jazakallahu khaira. Jazakallahu khaira. So that's one male. You saw jazaka. That ka is for what? It's for one male. We're thanking you. Allah Azza wa Jal give you the best and reward you with goodness. So that is jazakallahu khaira. For respect, we're going to use kum. Jazakumullahu khaira. See, ka kuma kum. Then for female, we say ki. Ki kuma kunna. Ki. Jazakillahu khaira. For female. One female does good for you. It's your daughter, someone smaller than you, younger than you, same age as you. You can say jazakillahu khaira. That is what was used in order to appreciate Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, jazakillahu khaira. So we must make this difference. For male, jazakallahu khaira. Female, jazakillahu khaira. To honor someone, male or female, jazakumullahu khaira. These basics, inshallah, we learn. And it will add value because we're learning something new, inshallah. Then, when we go to verse 55, now comes the scenes of Jannah, inshallah. See how Allah Azza wa Jal keeps you captured, captivated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Next, inshallah, when we continue, it will be the verse 55 of Surah Yasin, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.